Maseches Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. We ended off the last Mishnah discussing a case where a person harvested half his field, and then robbers came and harvested and took the second half of his field, that he was Pater, he was not obligated in giving Peah. So Mishnah Ches has the reverse case. Mishnah Ches, Kitzarua listim chatzia, if the robbers harvested the first half of the field, and they left behind half the field, v'katzarhu chatzia, and then he cut the second half of the field, naisein peah mimasha katzar. He must leave peah from what he harvests. The second half of the field still has obligation to leave peah, and he harvested it in a normal fashion. So he has to leave peah, and he has to leave 1/60th of this half of the field, only proportionate to what he's harvesting. The Mishnah continues, Katzer chatzia umacher chatzia. If he's harvested half of the field, and he didn't take off peah yet, because peah is taken off only usually at the end, and then he sold the second half of the field, macher chatzia. He sold the second half of the field, halakeach nesen peah lakol. The buyer who bought the second half of the unharvested field, when he harvested, he has to leave peah lakol, on the entire field. He has to give 1/60th of not only the half that he bought, but he also has to include the entire field, the other half that was harvested by the original owner. And this is understood in the sale. He only pays the price of the field minus whatever amount he's going to have to separate for pay on both halves of the field. So that was taken into account in the sale, and therefore the buyer has to take off the full amount of pay on the whole field. A similar case, Katzer chatzia, if the landowner harvested half of his field, the hiktish chatzia, and then he was makdish, he dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash the other half of the field. So while it's owned by the Beis HaMikdash, no pay is taken off of it. But the Mishnah says, hapaydem yada gizbar, somebody who redeems it from the manager of the Beis HaMikdash, and now someone basically bought it off of hektish, and it's now privately owned, hu nesen peah lakol. The one who redeemed it is going to have to give peah not only on this half of the field here, but 1/60th of the entire field, even the first half that was harvested by the original owner. And this is similar halacha because it's understood that when he's purchasing, when he's redeeming this field, he's going to have to give peah on the full field, and they take that into account in the price of the sale. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnayos go back to discuss what was discussed in the beginning of the second parak, the different cases when a field could be split and have one or possibly two obligations of peah. Mishnah says, Malbanes ha-tvua, if there are square patches of tvua of grain that are planted, shebeina zesim, that are planted between the olive trees. In the olive grove, there were spaces between the trees, and he would plant squares of grain in between the trees. So the Mishnah is discussing the chiyuv peah, the obligation to take off peah off of each square. Can he take off one peah for all the different patches of squares of grain in this olive grove, all the different patches of grain? Or does he need a separate peah from each one? Beishama Emrim, Beishama says, peah mikol achad v'achad. He has to take off peah from each one of these separate squares of grain that's planted between the olive trees. Each one's considered a separate field. Beis Hillel Aimrim, Beis Hillel says, Me'echad al hakol, he can take off one portion of peah, and it works for all the different patches of grain that are scattered around the trees, because just because they're separated in space, it's all considered one field. This is how he planted it with these spaces between them. Umaydim, and both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Shem Hayu Rashi Shuris Meravim, if the ends of the rows would touch each other, so the two squares, you'd have one corner touch another corner of another square of patch of grain, so then everybody agrees, Shu Naisin Peah Me'achad Alakol, even Beis Shammai will agree that you take off only one portion of Peah for all of it, because that definitely will connect them into one field.